I've gotten a number of kind of mind-blowing letters in my lifetime, and especially since I've been part of this group. And as a group, we've gotten incredible letters. And recently, we got one. There was a song that was played on a little TV thing that we did. It was a song by a guy called Phil Oakes. Who was an incredible singer and songwriter, and he had guts, and he had guts and talent, and he used them as a powerful weapon. And we did this little song, and it was a Phil Oakes song that actually Tim Robbins had adjusted to reflect modern times. And he did a great job in doing so. And he played it on a Vote for Change tour recently, a couple years back. And I kind of played Tim's version of it. And we got this beautiful letter from Phil's daughter saying how much it meant to her and her family. And Phil's daughter, who now works for the ACLU here in Los Angeles. An incredibly proud moment, and we're going to celebrate here tonight. Of course, Phil passed long ago, so we don't have him, but we do have Tim Robbins here to sing it with me. My friend Tim.
Judges of John Roberts, who wear the robe of honor in their funny legal form, and justice is a stranger when the partisans report. When the court elected the president, it was the beginning of this. Government of Dick Cheney, criminals are posing as advisors to the crown, and they hope that no one sees the sights, no one hears the sounds, cause the speeches of the president are the raving.
Torn out the heart.
of Alberto Gonzalez. Congress will pass an act in the panic of the day, and the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Freedom of speech is dangerous, I've even heard them say.
Businessman of George W. Who wanna change the focus from Halliburton and Enron and their problems like blood money they spill out on the White House lawn?
They keep their hold on power. Won't know which side that they